Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So we were in our post-show meeting last weekend. I forget which place that has like this incredibly big pizza.
It's Pie in the Sky.
You finish the whole pizza, you get a sweatshirt or something?
It's a huge pizza, like impossible to finish by
yourself. You have to eat it yourself?
I think it can be you and somebody else eating this entire pizza, but you have to finish it there.
And it has to be timed or something?
I'm not sure if it's timed, but I know you have to finish it before you even walk out of the restaurant in order to get the t-shirt or the sweatshirt or whatever you get as a prize.
Some dude on the Discovery Channel has a whole show based around this.
Oh, yeah.
About eating this one pizza? Mm-hmm.
Eating like one thing, or it'll be like the hottest like Thai bowl with like, mm-hmm. you know, like it makes you sweat and you have to drink milk in order to get it down. And mm-hmm. like once you're done with it, they put your picture on the wall. Like he basically goes around the world to restaurants that have these type of things.
I think that's why we started talking about the Pie in the Sky place, because he did that pizza.
He did?
Uh-huh.
It was featured.
What's that dude's name?
Oh, no.
I can't remember anyway.
Johnny, we're in our post-show meeting, and yeah, we'll be soon. And producer Joanna here, who is the teeniest of anybody on the staff, is like, "Oh, I could finish that thing off.
I absolutely could." Well, I would like to disclaimer, I was really hungry the day we were talking about this. I was starving. And we got on the subject of hamburgers actually first. And I told you guys that I ate the 1 pound hamburger at Cheeburger. There used to be in Alpharetta.
Okay.
And I was like, I finished that thing. And
that
I had fries,
pound.
A whole with the bun and the lettuce, tomatoes, all that good stuff.
And what you have
and
to know,
fries.
About, what you have
so
to know
proud.
About Joanna here is she's like 5'1" and weighs 90 nothing. Pounds.
Yes, thank you. That's sweet. Yeah, 90
she's
pounds.
She's going to go with it. You're like, sure, whatever you say.
But see how smart that was? You see? You
yep,
always got
that. That was good.
So, which kind of surprised all of us that she's like, she thinks that she's like this endless well that can eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
I could probably enter an eating contest and beat anybody in an eating contest. So I said, mind you, as my stomach is growling like it is today,
good.
That
oh, good
I could eat that pizza, but they let you eat it with another person because it is that big. And I said, intern Michelle and I could finish off that pizza. Absolutely, hands down.
I think it's
down.
Funny that you call it a pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Say
how do you
pizza.
Say it?
Pizza?
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 It's like Carlin. It's like Carlin Ask.
And Jeff and Rune.
Ruin.
You can't say ruin.
No,
he says rune.
I've fixed that because I'm so self-conscious now, Melissa Carter.
Well, I'm glad your stomach is growling this morning because Cantina just opened. It's the old Lola location, and they have a burrito there that's 5 pounds.
Oof.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That we have brought to you today.
Oh, God.
That burrito,
glad
you're
here.
Wow. Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh,
I didn't
eat
anything.
Wait, I gotta take a picture.
Oh my god.
That's one burrito?
That's
one,
like the size of my leg. That thing is huge.
Oh my god. That is massive.
I have gotta take a picture of this thing and tweet it for you guys because you won't believe how huge this is.
Whoa.
And that has sour cream on it and salsa and guacamole.
Amazing.
Okay, this is a 5 pound burrito. It is called the whole 5 pound Chihuahua. All right,
wow.
At the new cantina.
It's bigger than most chihuahuas I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That is the size
of a small dog.
Tracy's baby when it was born.
Serious. Tom, has anybody come in there yet and actually eaten the whole thing? Here, grab mine.
We've had 10 people try and one finished.
Really?
Only one.
And what was her name who finished?
Actually, there's a girl coming Friday to try it, a Korean girl. She reckons she can eat the whole thing. She's seen it. Wow. So she's bringing some press on
Friday.
Well, those
Korean people, like, that's all the Asians who win the eating contest,
well, they,
right?
They eat the dogs too, right?
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't say it.
We all thought it, but I didn't say it.
You have to train up for this, though. I wish I'd have known. I would have been eating a little bit of lettuce to try and train up for this. But okay, I'll give it a shot.
There is no... I will bet you right now. $200. No, $200.
I'll throw in another $100 because there is no way you're
going to win.
This
is the size of a toddler.
There's $100. There's $300 on the line.
I'll throw
for you,
in another $150 from Melissa.
I'll throw in a dollar.
Yeah, we'll buy a new microwave if we finish.
I'll throw
there's
in $1.
2 pounds of meat, 1 pound of rice, 1 pound of beans, 1/2 pound of cheese, and the rest is guacamole and salsa.
See, that's what's going to get you is the rice, because then the rice is going to expand in your stomach.
Well, no, like in about 4 hours, it's going to be the beans.
We will be long gone by.
Yes. Okay, wait, so is there a timing?
Yeah, do I get a time?
In restaurant, you get 1 hour.
1 hour.
All right.
I'm going to be late to work today. I have to be there at 10:30, so I'll be a little late.
I'll roll you down, Peachtree.
Unless you finish it beforehand. But you have till 10:30, and you've got, what, $300 on the line if you can eat that whole thing by 10:30.
You can't
and
do it.
Microwave.
Don't.
What's that?
And a new microwave for you.
And a new microwave? Thank you. We'll need that.
You're going to need a new bathroom.
Did that even fit in our microwave?
No.
That won't fit in a fridge.
Look, I've never seen anything that size before in my life. And you said one dude finished that off?
One dude finished it off.
And how big a guy was he?
He was about a 300-pound guy.
Yeah.
But we had many big guys try it.
He was 300 pounds at start or at finish?
He was 295 pounds start.
All right, we will tweet this picture. You have 1 hour. See if you can pull this off, okay?
All right.
Good luck with that.
I say that she
won't even get one-third of the way through that.
You're only going to get through,
It's delicious.
I say 1/5 of it.
I'm sure it's great, but it's 5 pounds.
Yeah, it smells really good. I'm hoping you give up so that I can have a bite.
I'm sure you can have a bite now, and it's not going to make a difference.
For those of you that don't know, Lola's not around anymore. Now it's Cantina. It's a taqueria and a tequila bar in Terminus, and this is a 5-pound burrito they have there. Hey, Kendall, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you guys that show is called Man vs. Food, and it's one of my favorite. The guy's name is Adam, who does it.
Right.
And he actually went to Emory University in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
That's it's a whole biography about him on their website. But the challenge that y'all were talking about, it's a huge pizza, obviously, but you have to complete it with 2 people, and you have to do it within an hour. And they were unable to do it. I think it's an 11-pound pizza, so it's about 5.5 pounds of pizza a person.
God.
The other guy quit, and Adam did it.
You know, I'd be fascinated to talk to is the guy Adam's parents, who wrote a check for an Emory degree, and now this guy is traveling the country, eating food, and trying not to puke.
This is what he's turned it into. All right, Joanna, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm good.
The Burt Show.